Desafarado. It's a Brazilian tune written by a great guitarist, mandolinist from the 40s in Brazil named Garoto. And the mandolin is used a lot in Brazil, which surprised me. I got to go down there a few years ago, and there's mandolin players everywhere, mostly playing round body instruments with a flat face, not unlike maybe a Vega or a Martin. And the Bill Monroe of Brazil was named Jacob do Bandolim, whom you can buy some of his releases from David Grisman's label Acoustic Disc, and he's kind of the father of a lot of mandolin players down there. But this guy Garoto was kind of a multi-instrumentalist wizard and wrote that tune for the mandolin. So the mandolin traveled all over the world, I guess, around the turn of the century when Italians were moving here and there and brought their instruments with them, and everywhere it went, it of course picked up the music of that country and evolved over the course of this century into whatever style you're talking about. So in America, you know, the big mandolin craze was to be in a mandolin orchestra between 1900 and 1929, say, and these instruments were kind of born during the heyday of that period, in the early 20s. And then if you go to a place like Venezuela, they use mandolins, and they play off the rhythms of the Venezuelan folk, Afro-folkloric stuff. And in Brazil, of course, it's Brazilian music, so it's kind of neat to follow the history and the geography of these instruments and what they became as they moved around the world. Okay, that's my lecture for the morning.
That was strong. It's only like 12:30 or so.
I'm sorry, you lost me in Brazil. Come on, Chris.
What's that?
Render us with one.
Myself.
Yeah.
Let's see. My action's all high now.
Good. Suffer along with the rest of us.
Yeah. Something we can all play together.
Can we take some, like, 250 off of these mics, please, out there? Just, I'm hearing a little ring somewhere. Maybe it's somewhere.
Sure.
I just, you know, I think we all know how fantastic Chris can play by now. You should. And as proud of him as I am for the hot licks he can do, the amazingly fast things, I think one of the most beautiful things he does is the tunes that he writes and the expression he puts on it. And I'd love for you to render us with one.
This is a song, I guess I'm not entirely immune to those fancies that turn into something else later, but I've never actually written a song because of it before, and I did this time, which was kind of weird. I guess you turn 19 and different things happen.
I don't want to hear about it.
But, well, it's nothing bad.
I'm sure one.
The mind out of the gutter there, Marshall. But this is, I guess it can be good. I never do anything about it is my problem. I just go and play in my room. And what?
Hence the ability.
But get the music stand out, and Bach helps, I've noticed. Or you can just write it out, and then there it is in a tune, and she doesn't ever have to know. And you avoid so many problems that way. This thing just is so, it's such a great thing.
It's just a great thing.
But anyway, this is one of those. One of those songs that I actually wrote for somebody. It's a new thing for me, but... No name.
Protect the innocent.
goes a little like this.
We could all go to your hotel room.
Christmas. Just gonna channel it out.
Don't you love my love songs? Aren't they great? I wrote words too. I forgot about that part. Something. It's all right. Here we go.